Your foot slipped on the ladder, and there was an astronomical blast of wind, which took you by storm. Help me onto my feet, please, she said. I am all muddy, and I just had the strangest dream again. Joshua Coleman held his hand out as a crutch for Emily to grasp as she lifted herself from the ground. Em, was it him again? He asked. Yes, it was the Dream Watchman, she said. In this dream, he was an enormous giant able to walk on water. Just as he was about to save my life from a pack of wolves, I woke up here at the bottom of the water well, with you leaning over me. I promise I will never leave you, Em, he said. We are in this together, and we had better find what we are looking for quickly. This place is an unbelievable fairyland, and it is a world of its own, she said. How could such a place exist underneath the water well on my grandmother's farm? That is a good question. I wish I had the answer for him, he said. There is enough sunlight here. At least we will not have to use the flashlights. I wonder how much time we have before the sun goes down, she exclaimed. I do not wish to be here when night falls, he said. We may not have a choice, Joshua, she said. We cannot leave until we find the first amulet, Goodwill. Emily and Joshua walked for miles, taking in the beauty of the colorful trees and flowers. One day